This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial in toll free and you can join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
And Chris.
Chris joining me from thinkpenguin.com. And wow, it was a busy day for me. I was up in the State House in Concord all day, and so I didn't hear the news until like an hour before we went on the air. And the news, of course, is that Chelsea Manning is being not pardoned, but sentence being commuted. And that's pretty big news. And I got to say, I didn't see this one coming.
That's an understatement, man. It's an understatement.
So you were surprised by this?
I was shocked. Yeah, I still can't believe it happened.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't a pardon, but still, commuted is, yeah.
I mean, she was going to be in there for, what, a few more decades?
35 years.
Right, because she's already been in for a few years at least. I've got all the details here. If you want to share anything, you're welcome to. I know you've been doing some digging on this.
Yeah, I actually just found out 2 minutes ago myself when I was
looking over. Okay, so you're as fresh on this as I am.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been pretty busy today. You can say that, too.
Well, here's a story from the New York Times. President Obama largely commuted the remaining prison sentence of Chelsea Manning today. The Army intelligence analyst convicted of an enormous 2010 leak that revealed American military and diplomatic activities across the world, disrupted the administration, and made WikiLeaks, the recipient of those disclosures, famous. And for those that don't remember, I mean, it says here that, you know, she revealed American military and diplomatic activities across the world. We're talking about, like, stuff they weren't supposed to be doing. I remember vividly the helicopter video where it was, like, one of those kind of night vision-looking videos taken from a helicopter of just, you know, soldiers blasting away at innocent people, essentially. And so this was, like, pretty shocking information. It wasn't like she'd revealed information that was sort of run-of-the-mill about the American military. This was, for a lot of people who believe that the military is this perfect organization that can do no wrong, well, she revealed plenty of wrongdoing on the behalf of the American military. And so, of course, they punished her for it.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting how they were, like, basically trying to cover up public information. Some of it was revealed. There were two reporters that were killed in Iraq, I believe.
Ooh,
it was.
I didn't remember
and,
that one.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so how is this even revealing secrets? Like, I mean, is this... I mean, this is information that could have been or would have been.
Should have been.
Should have been, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Well, they didn't want that information getting out, and they brought charges against her. Of course, you know, she was working for the military at the time. And when you work for the military, there is the United States Code of Military Justice, I believe, the UCMJ. And that, of course, doesn't – when you work for the military, you kind of give up certain – rights that the average person doesn't have. And so, you know, by their system's rules, she was sentenced to this 35 years in prison, the longest punishment ever imposed in the United States for such a leak. So, and this was during Obama's term. So, I mean, for him to commute this sentence now is really interesting because, you know, in theory, you know, the prosecution happened under him, so he could have stopped it at any time, right? Like, if Obama had wanted to, in 2010, he could have called up the U.S. attorney and said, just go ahead and put a stop to this. Drop these charges.
I wonder if this has something to do with wanting to keep certain people under him on his side. And he...
Certain people under him? What do you mean? Like people...
Generals and other people who may have wanted to keep, you know, throw her in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he would lose their, I don't know, respect or their, his power
while
over them.
He was in office.
Yeah, while he was in office.
Could be.
Because it's not uncommon for presidents to, do this kind of stuff at the end of their presidency.
Right.
So...
Well, hey, you know, it worked out. I think this is great news. I heard that she won't be released until May. But regardless, I'm sure a lot of people are understandably elated about hearing this news.
You know what else is interesting is he chose not to pardon
Snowden.
Snowden, and now he said something to the effect that he can't, but that's actually not correct.
Oh yeah.
There's no restriction in he can do that actually.
Well, I guess
so. I don't know the details of it.
He hasn't been convicted, so can you pardon someone?
You can. There's no restriction saying you can't pardon somebody who has not been convicted.
Interesting.
Even if they haven't, even if there's no charges brought against them.
So you can, like, pre-pardon someone?
Yeah. If they've committed an offense, even if they haven't been charged or anything, you can pardon them, apparently.
Wow.
And there have been people who have been pardoned who have never been charged, apparently.
A preemptive pardon.
Yeah.
Okay. That's news to me.
I don't know if it was under Nixon or... I forget exactly, but there was... there were some examples, and I didn't know that until recently, but...
I mean, her life, by the way, back to Chelsea here, her life is not exactly going to be wonderful after this. I mean, she has, according to the New York Times, and we've reported on at least one of these, tried to kill herself twice in the last year. She's been held in, the last I heard, I don't know if she's still in solitary, but she had been in solitary for a good portion of the time that she's been in federal prison. So, or like military prison, or wherever it is, Fort Leavenworth, I guess that's military prison.
Yeah.
And from what we'd been told, she was being held on 24-hour solitary confinement with lights on 24 hours a day. So, like, basically torture conditions, okay? Because if you put somebody in solitary, you're depriving them of human interaction, and that alone should be and can be considered torturous. But to have lights on 24/7 is to try to deprive someone of sleep in addition to depriving them of human contact, and that can result in some pretty bad kind of hallucinations and, you know, losing your mind, basically. You don't want to go without sleep, so it's not a surprise that she was so despondent that she tried to kill herself. So, I mean, she's got all of that to deal with when she gets out. At least she'll be getting out. That's certainly better than spending 35 years in a federal hole. But, you know, that's not going to solve all her problems that have been created by being thrown in there. She's probably going to be suffering from PTSD and who knows what else from this experience.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You know, it's actually interesting point that you bring up, how these conditions are torturous. And I don't really remember the details, but I do believe that there's, I know in death penalty cases for sure, but I believe in other cases, there's certain things in extradition with certain countries where they can't do certain things. If they like countries won't extradite mm-hmm. unless certain things they don't do.
Wait, who doesn't? So a country doesn't extradite to the U.S.?
Yeah, they won't extradite to the U.S. unless they agree to certain conditions. The U.S. So they won't do certain things.
Or do certain things.
Or they will do certain things. Right, exactly. Because of things like they consider, like at the international, like first world level, mm-hmm. like the prison conditions, especially certain prisons, are so bad, and there's certain things like the confinement and throwing somebody in a hole or whatever that they don't hold up to
international standards.
Yeah, basically international standards.
Interesting. So,
yeah.
More here from the New York Times. So again, she is a transgender woman, by the way. She went in as Bradley Manning and is now Chelsea Manning. She was incarcerated at the men's military prison in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, has been jailed for nearly 7 years. So again, 35-year sentence. So she was, 7 years into that, having about 28 years remaining on the sentence. The act of clemency could be seen as a reversal, at least in part, of the Obama administration's unprecedented criminal crackdown on leaking. The administration had brought charges about in 9 cases, and that's about twice as many as under all previous presidents combined. So Obama, the most chargingest anti-transparency president that we've had thus far. At the same time that Mr. Obama commuted the sentence of Ms. Manning, a low-ranking enlisted soldier at the time of her leaks, he also granted a pardon to General James E. Cartwright, the former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and one of the highest-ranking officials ensnared in the leak crackdown. Cartwright had pleaded guilty to lying about his conversations with reporters when questioned by FBI agents in an investigation into leaks of classified information about cyber attacks on Iran's nuclear program. He also commuted some other folks, and they'll touch on some of that. In fact, according to Yahoo News and Reuters, he shortened the sentences of 209 prisoners and pardoned 64 individuals just yesterday, and that's in addition to some of the other ones that he's already done.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. dial toll-free. Join us right here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-453. You are welcome to share your thoughts about Chelsea Manning. Big news today. Barack Obama is not pardoning, but commuting the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who had been sentenced to 35 years in prison, in a military prison, which is probably worse than your typical federal prison, which I'm sure is no fun to be in general. She was being held in some pretty terrible conditions, and now she's going to be released. There's more information here from the New York Times, but she wasn't the only one that Obama pardoned yesterday and commuted. He did some pardons and some commutings. Over 200 people had their sentences commuted, and more than 60 had theirs pardoned as well. So he's been doing this, and we've reported on it recently, and toward the end of his time as president here, he's been commuting a bunch of people's sentences. I think it was over 1,000 people now so far. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it was quite a few. And these are people who, as I understand it, are mostly federal drug convictions. So people who we as libertarians would agree should be let out. These are people who have not actually harmed anyone else. And those kind of folks don't belong behind bars. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. Also, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. That's definitely something that Barack Obama did not succeed with. The only thing I really have that's nice to say about him is he's commuting the sentences of peaceful prisoners. So I think that's, you know, it's good to appreciate somebody where they get it right. But healthcare, he definitely got it wrong. And, of course, Trump's not going to solve the problem for you either. You've got to solve your own healthcare problems. And luckily, there is another option besides health insurance. In fact, HealthExcellenceSelect.com actually gives you freedom from health insurance. You can go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com and learn about how they give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price, plus you get a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Just go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, a story over at the New York Times talking about some of the commutations of sentences, including Chelsea Manning, which it's huge news. They mentioned a General Cartwright who was, found guilty or pleaded guilty to lying about conversations with reporters when questioned by FBI agents regarding leaks of classified information about cyber attacks on Iran's nuclear program. In addition, Obama commuted the sentence of Oscar Lopez Rivera, who was part of a Puerto Rican nationalist group that carried out a string of bombings in the late 1970s and early 80s. The other members of that group had long since been freed. Obama also granted 63 other pardons and 207 other commutations, mostly of drug offenders. And we've seen the statistics here over the years. The amount of federal prisoners that are drug offenders is significant. I believe it is a majority of them. There's a lot of people in prison at the federal level for drug dealing or, you know, large amounts of drug possession. Under the terms of Obama's commutation announced by the White House today, Ms. Manning is set to be freed on May 17th. So she's got 4 more months to do behind bars there in Fort Leavenworth. And that's going to be happening this year rather than 2045. So
that's good.
28 years sooner than was expected. A senior administration official said the 120-day delay is part of a standard transition period for commutations to time served and was designed to allow for such steps as finding a place to live after her release. Oh, well, thanks so much there, guys. Really, I need that 120 days behind bars to help find a place to live. As though if you cut Chelsea Manning out the side of the side door of the Fort Leavenworth jail tonight, that she wouldn't be able to find a place to stay.
I really have to ask how many prisoners, you know, would prefer to stay in prison over release, being released immediately.
Well, like, some would, actually. There is something to being institutionalized where they feel they've been in prison so long that that's all they know. And they don't know how to be on the outside world. I mean, if you think about it, you've been in prison. Imagine this. Like, you know, 7 years 10 years, 20 years, there's a lot that changes. Even though it seems like 7 years isn't that much, there is a lot that can change between 7 years and today. Certainly in 20 years. I mean, if you've been in prison for 20 years, you've missed the internet. You know, you've missed 7 years, you've missed Bitcoin, pretty much. So, I mean, there's a lot that you don't get when you're behind those bars. Sure, you can read a newspaper about it. You can read whatever books somebody happens to send you, but you're stuck in the past when you're in prison, when you're in jail. I mean, the amount of connection you have to what's actually happening in the world is very, very limited. And there is something to institutionalization where an individual just feels more comfortable behind those bars. They get all their meals provided for them. They're security. They know what to expect on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you laugh, but it's true. I mean, there was kind of a joke made out of it to some extent when I was in jail, and I was only there for 58 days.
Yeah.
But when I was in jail, this one guy came into the cell block who was rearrested for something. So he'd been out for a while. I hadn't met him before, so this is my first time meeting him. His name was TJ, and he came, not TJ from this show, but he comes into the cell, and the first thing he yells when he gets into the cell block is, "Honey, I'm home!" And it was just kind of like a joke, but at the same time, it sort of spoke to the idea that some of these people, this is their home away from home. This is what they've spent. Some of these folks, these males who've been behind bars, have been behind bars for the majority of their adult life. Sometimes they get out for a year, they'll reoffend, they'll get back in, violation of probation, they'll get back out, they'll VOP again, or they'll get arrested for some other crime because, you know, they're just not used to living outside. It's a sad reality of this. Now, again, I'm not saying that's the case with Chelsea Manning or anything like that, but it is true of a lot of prisoners. They just, that's the world they know. They know how to get along in prison. They don't know the outside world.
Yeah, people are scared of change, too, just in general. So if you've been, the longer you've been in prison, especially people who are scared of change, which is the majority, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they, you know, like I said, if they cut her out the side of the prison tonight, all she's got to do is place a phone call to somebody that knows about her and cares about her, and she's going to have a place to stay. I mean, you know, if she were to just call CNN and say, "I'm out," you know, and the news goes out to the whole country, she probably would get an unending amount of phone calls of people who would be willing to help. So, and in fact, that actually, here in Keene years ago, our friend Sam Dodson was in jail for not telling the judge what his name was. He was held on contempt for 58 days straight, and they literally just cut him out the side of the door of the jail. He was still wearing his orange jumpsuit. They didn't even ask him for the clothes back. They gave him all of his belongings from his cell in jail and then let him out with jail property on. I mean, it was just amazing. Of course, he called one of us, and we came right out to get him. So, I mean, I don't believe that excuse that, you know, the government's saying they're doing her some kind of favor by keeping her there for another 4 months. But regardless, it's a lot better than 28 more years.
Yeah, and there's halfway houses and temporary houses where you can stay, too. Like.
Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us and share your thoughts on Chelsea Manning's inevitable release, this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We've got a website. It's, again, like I said, totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts in the radio syndication business, they want to charge you for their site, maybe as much as $5, $6, $7 a month. We give you all the stuff they want to charge you for no cost to you. Now, you can go and enjoy all that over at freetalklive.com. Another great site, Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has that. It's there's also a daily dispatch that you can subscribe to via email, and that is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, there's more here from the New York Times about the commutation of Chelsea Manning's sentence. It was a 35-year sentence. She spent 7 of it behind bars at Fort Leavenworth Federal Military Prison, and she's going to be getting out in May 17th. So she's got 4 more months to go, and then it's over. Hopefully, she'll make it through, because she's already tried to commit suicide twice. I presume this is going to give her the hope that she needs.
I would think so.
To get through.
I mean, this has got to. I mean, that's got to create, you know, inspire somebody to, you know, be like, I'm getting out, I'm getting out. I mean, that's got to be exciting news.
Start
I can't.
Counting those days.
Yeah. That's got to give people hope. I can understand why somebody would try and commit suicide when they have 35 years a 35-year sentence, but when you're going to be out in 4 months...
It gives me a little bit of hope. I mean, I'm no fan of the government or anything like that, but the fact that Obama did this at the very end of his term, you know, maybe there's something left in humanity, even in those government guys. Let's talk to Brian. He's in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I was one of the first things I've ever been really happy that Obama did was this sentencing thing. So that was just amazing.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Yep. But Sunday on your podcast, you were talking about Boondoggles and the California bullet train.
Yeah, that's $3.6 billion over its current estimated budget, and it's not even halfway done.
And you know, I live in California. I've driven the area where they're doing it from, and the area that they're starting the high-speed rail at is in the Central Valley. And if you ever, you know, I don't know if Google has Street View on the Highway 5 there, but it's the straightest, flattest, most easily to construct a road part in the world. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just,
wow.
It's just, if you look at the map, Highway 5 is just it looks like somebody took a line and drew it on the map.
I mean, so what you're saying is they can't claim that this $3.6 billion overrun has anything to do with the conditions or, you know, having to lay the track in a difficult place. You're saying this is super easy.
Yeah, it's super easy. This is the easiest part of the whole thing. I mean, going from the Central Valley to San Francisco and Central Valley to L.A. is going to be 100 times harder each time. And it's just, you know, it's one of the few things I actually campaigned against was this thing. I had, you know, bumper stickers and signs and stuff against, because it's just going to be, if they're 50% over budget on this phase, wait till they hit the next phases. It's just
wow,
it's just going to be astronomical. So
I'd love to ask you a question. Is this like a commuting, like, are there lots of commuters, you know?
No, the idea,
why are they doing this?
There's a lot of people. You know, Southwest Airlines, one of the most frequent flights, they probably have 30, 40 flights a day out of LAX to San Francisco. There's a lot of people going back for maybe commuters. You know, I've gone up to visit there probably 15, 20 times in the last 3 years. So people are going back and forth, but I don't know. I just think the projections of riderships are going to be way off. They're projecting the costs obviously are way off, and they haven't. They're sort of doing this backwards. If, you know, if a public company was building a theme park on an island, they would probably construct a bridge, because it takes 6 years to build a bridge as opposed to a theme park that takes 3 years. So that once you're done with the park, you get people there. They're starting on the easiest portion of the track right now, and I wouldn't doubt in 5-10 years they abandon this project and we have, you know, 185 miles
half
of track in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. The bridge to nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And didn't they say, I'm trying to remember the story, obviously we don't have it in front of us right now, but didn't they say that this delays are going to push it back 7 years or something beyond when it was supposed to be completed?
Seven years delayed. So.
Wait. Wasn't it 7 years just to finish this portion? I don't think it was even
portion.
7 years to finish the whole thing.
Yeah, they haven't even started the portion in L.A. and San Francisco yet, because they haven't figured out the exact route yet, because they can't acquire the property and figure out how they're going to
My God.
In a high density area, and
do you think they're going to really abandon this? I mean, this is the government we're talking about here. This is just more money for their buddies, so they're going to just make excuses and keep ponying up the billions. It's not like they have to pay for it.
That's true. I mean, it's obviously they're not paying for it. It's just
it's crazy.
They're building it backwards. They're funding it. It's just going to be an ongoing money hole. But they take our money to throw it in there. So.
Thank you for sharing your input on that, Brian. Was there anything else you wanted to throw out there tonight?
Well, a quick observation.
Sure.
I'm a consistent listener, podcast listener, and your caller, James from Arizona, who I find it really funny that he doesn't believe in blowback, but yet the whole reason he's mad at you guys is because they think about him. I mean, I just find that he's blowing back on things you say. I just find
now
it
you've done it, Brian. Now you've done it. You've summoned him. Now he's going to. I'm sure he's going to call now that you've mentioned his name.
He gets angry on blowback, but he doesn't think anybody else should be angry on blowback. I find it quite hysterical. So.
Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. I appreciate hearing
Have a great
from
night.
You.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Any thoughts on this bullet train? It's probably the first you've heard about it.
No, I've read about it, actually.
Oh, really?
A number of times over the years, actually. And
oh, so this isn't new news.
It's not new.
First I'd heard of it, I didn't know that
really?
Was happening. Yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
I don't pay attention to California.
I don't either, generally speaking, but it's a huge project.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
It definitely hits mainstream news all the time. Not all the time, but you know, every couple of years I've heard something, I think. And since it's, I guess, inception, the idea that came about. And I don't really know what to think. There's definitely people who are saying this is a good thing, but
What? The fact that they're going to have a bullet train is a good thing?
Yeah.
Nobody could possibly say that it running over $3.6 billion over cost is a good thing.
So the argument, I believe, is that it's going to bring, I don't know, billions of dollars to the economy.
It better.
I mean, yeah, I would hope so if they're going to spend all this money on it. But at the same time, I don't know. Yeah. Other people are like saying there's not going to be any passengers for this, for this bullet train.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because there's not really many commuters. Nobody really commutes between these locations where it's going.
Well, he was just saying a bunch of people did. He said that
that's not really what he said. He said there's, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a lot of people commuting. I mean, how many, what did he say, 30 flights a day, something like that? That's not
dozens, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's not that many, probably, relative to other major metropolitan areas.
Honestly, I don't know.
You know, I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but it doesn't sound to me like it's that many people, really.
Okay, here he is, James in Arizona, as expected. Go ahead, James.
Real funny, Minister. I should like to talk to Ryan.
Who?
Explain to the imbecile why I'm so angry with
another caller?
Minister Freeman and Minister Edge, not to mention your immoral sentiment called blowback, of which the skull full of mush doesn't know anything about but seems to think that it's true. Is he still on the line,
no.
Minister?
No, that was Brian, and no, he's not on the line.
Well, anyway, repeatedly lying about James Whittakind on the public airwaves and mentioning James Whittakind's last name repeatedly when you call yourself a minister. And all I ever did was call into your show, and I didn't start this crap with you. You started with me. Most specifically, Minister Perry, accusing me of things that I would never advocate and then not ever apologizing for, and then lying about...
You know, people have tried to apologize to you, but you don't even care about it. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The dude loves being talked about, but loves to be hated, I guess. I don't know. I don't hate the guy, but I hope he can get over whatever his issues are.
So tension, yeah.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Just 3 days before the end of his second term in office, Barack Obama has commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning. It's big news, and we're going to continue discussing that. Of course, you're welcome to join us with your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When my girlfriend told me about this, I said, wow, that's great news. And she expected me to, I guess, jump up and down or something like that. And I, my response was, well, I mean, I'm not exactly elated that, she's had to wait for 7 years to have this happen through a torturous time where you're being forced to stay awake, or at least they're trying to keep you awake with 24-hour a day, as I understood it, at least. I don't know what her current situation was, but for a while it was, lockdown, solitary confinement, 24-hour lights.
Wait, she's not still in solitary, is she?
I don't know. I haven't followed intimately, closely, what the current conditions
are. That would be absolutely insane if they kept her in solitary this whole time.
She was in solitary for quite a while.
Yeah, I know she was, but if she still is, that's just unbelievable.
Well, we can dig back and look into it, but I think that the suicide attempts were, reasons they kept her in solitary. So, of course, you're trying to kill yourself because you're crazy, because you're in solitary, and I'm going to keep you in solitary. I mean, it's an insane system. And, if you know more about her case, Chelsea Manning, you're welcome to call in and share your thoughts here with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget to check out Chris's website, thinkpenguin.com, where what's new over there at Think Penguin right now?
Oh, wow.
I'm putting you on the spot. It's hardware sales for the most part.
We got a bunch of new Cavi Lake models in. Cavi Lake. It's basically the latest generation Intel CPUs and things like that.
So. No, wait, I thought Intel was bad news because they got sort of backdoor.
It's terrible. Intel is horrible. AMD is not any better, though. And you have two choices, Intel or AMD. So we've kind of picked the least bad of the two. But honestly, it's Yeah. I mean, what it comes down to is mostly actually ends up being support and what's got good support. Who's released the source code? And Intel's done a good job of releasing the source code.
Really?
For certain pieces, yeah.
Okay.
For graphics, absolutely. AMD's got they bought ATI years ago.
That's right.
And we still don't have
NVIDIA, right? Or no?
No. Intel does not have NVIDIA.
NVIDIA is a separate company.
Yep.
Okay.
And unfortunately, AMD is they bought a company that was terrible as far as, you know, releasing code. Everything's basically was proprietary, and they sort of tried to open source it, and I put that in quotes. But honestly, it's not, because it's still got those proprietary pieces, and if you remove those proprietary pieces, it doesn't work.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, and the support is still terrible.
So you're talking about the Intel graphics chips that appear in some computers as sort of like an onboard
component. Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff that's come as a result of Intel releasing the complete set of source code. A lot of games are optimized for Intel graphics chips.
Because of that.
So, yeah, you actually have better support for power management and a bunch of other things. That's because it can be properly integrated into the Linux kernel.
And so you guys are selling
which is what we do, is we sell GNU Linux hardware, basically.
Right. So computers, laptops, desktops? Do you guys do desktops?
Yeah, we do desktops, laptops, okay. Printers, Wi-Fi cards, TV tuners, dial-up modems, parallel port cards, FireWire cards.
So if
you can think of it, we've got it.
People still use FireWire?
No. That's more of a
legacy product.
What we basically cover pretty much everything that we can properly support, and if we don't have it, it's probably there's a good reason for it.
ThinkPenguin.com. Go and get your computer hardware, Linux based hardware over there. So, toll free number tonight for us. If you want to join us, the toll free number is 855-450-FREE. The commutation of Chelsea Manning's 35 year sentence. She's going to be let out after 4 months. So, May 17th is the big day. Mark your calendars. Hopefully, there'll be a lot of people there, wherever Fort Leavenworth is. I think it's Kansas. Hopefully, there'll be a lot of people out front to welcome her back to the semi-free world. The commutation also relieved the Department of Defense of the difficult responsibility, this is according to the New York Times, of Ms. Manning's incarceration as she pushes for treatment for her gender dysphoria, including sex reassignment surgery that the military has no experience in providing. Now, there was some sort of controversy about this in the past, where essentially she was saying, well, if you're gonna keep me here, I need medical care, and one of the things I need in the medical world is I need a vagina, or whatever it was, removal of the penis. I'm not sure how all that that works, but switching genitalia is essentially, as I understand it, what she was trying to do, and ultimately that got challenged by the military, and I think she was victorious.
Yeah, she was.
So there was a ruling that said, if you're going to keep her, you've got to make sure she gets the treatment that she needs, so now they don't have to do that. In recent days, the White House had signaled that Obama was seriously considering granting Ms. Manning's commutation application, in contrast to a pardon application submitted on behalf of the other large-scale leaker of this era, Edward Snowden, the former intelligence contractor who disclosed archives of top-secret surveillance files and is living as a fugitive in Russia. Asked about the two clemency applications on Friday, White House spokesbureaucrat Josh Earnest discussed, quote, the pretty stark difference, he says, between Ms. Manning's case for mercy and Mr. Snowden's. While their offenses were similar, he said that there were some important differences. Quote, Chelsea Manning is somebody who went through the military criminal justice process, was exposed to due process, was found guilty, and sentenced for her crimes, and she acknowledged wrongdoing, he said. Continuing, he said, Mr. Snowden fled into the arms of an adversary and has sought refuge in a country that most recently made a concerted effort to undermine confidence in our democracy. So he's basically saying there,
wow.
Well, if only Snowden had just stayed in the United States and subjected himself to our court system, then maybe we'd
and
be giving him a pardon, too.
He didn't choose to stay in Russia. He was trying to bypass. They suspended his passport, if people
right.
remember.
I think he was going to go to South America after that.
Yeah,
right?
So he couldn't leave Russia. This just boggles my mind. And the only reason he got into Russia was because Russia didn't refuse him, I believe it was, because they had already suspended his passport when he was in Hong Kong.
That's right. He went to Hong Kong first.
And if he had left Russia, it's likely that the U.S. would have intercepted the plane because
That's what the speculation was, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, because the U.S. has a lot of influence around the world,
sure.
So even if the plane doesn't fly through the United States, it's still going to probably fly through countries where the U.S. has influence, so trying to actually get anywhere is, yeah, very difficult. So I don't know, that seems you know, hollow, the excuse that they gave for not pardoning him.
He also noted that while the documents Manning provided to WikiLeaks were, quote, damaging to national security, unquote, the ones Mr. Snowden disclosed were, quote, far more serious and far more dangerous, unquote.
Has anybody died?
As a result of Snowden's releases?
Yeah, because that's one of the things that people keep bringing up. Nobody's died.
That's a good question. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to tack something onto Snowden's releases as far as deaths, but I haven't heard anything about
that. Yeah. It seems to be mostly FUD, which stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Right, yeah.
They're saying things, but there's no evidence to back up anything they're saying.
Well, I think that, you know, from the perspective of what's dangerous, that may be true. As far as dangerous to, not to anyone's life, but to the legitimacy of the state. I mean, if you think about it, Manning's releases were like,
well,
oh, look, the military's, you know, bad.
I mean, if that's the case, then they're admitting that they're terrible, but I find that humorous.
Well, I mean, he's not going to come right out and say that. But,
well, he's not coming out and saying it, but that's essentially what he's saying, is
right.
We're terrible and you revealed our dirty laundry.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry, but you're just reinforcing this whole, you know, government being terrible thing.
But I think he's right, though, in that Snowden's releases were more serious to the, you know, more of a hit to the legitimacy of the state. I mean, in a war, you expect the warriors to behave badly, right? Like, so showing soldiers doing horrible things that they weren't technically authorized to do isn't really anything different than what we've seen, you know, through Vietnam or, you know, all these different examples of soldiers being bad in war. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying people are kind of used to seeing that. That's not, while it was news of the moment, it wasn't really like earth-shattering news. Snowden, on the other hand, really revealed, I think, something that a lot of people didn't believe was true or possible. Now, certainly a lot of conspiracy theorists, people who've been paying attention, would have been able to tell you that the government was spying on people in, you know, large numbers. But the NSA leaks that Edward Snowden made available to people and continue to make available were pretty earth-shattering as far as a lot of people's view of the state.
There were already people who had evidenced this. There was a guy who came out at AT&T data center who said that the NSA
the secret room.
Yeah, long before any of this stuff was happening.
No doubt, but Snowden was the big fish.
He blew it up.
Yeah, the toll-free number. The media paid a lot of attention to it.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Hour 2's coming up.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.